Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. It wasn't a quiet lunch hour in Stockbridge, Massachusetts yesterday as a car plowed through the Lee Bank branch on Elm Street. According to police, after it plowed into that building, the car became embedded in a neighboring Michael's restaurant during that lunch hour. It was confirmed only one person was sent to a local hospital. The driver of the vehicle reportedly was a man who refused transport to a local hospital. Police and first responder units plus Lee and Lennox ambulance units were called to the scene within minutes of the crash, according to witnesses. The Sharon Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission has their meeting at 6:30 at Sharon Town Hall. In Salisbury, the Board of Finance has their regular meeting. That is coming up at Town Hall at 6:30. Also, the Town of Kent Board of Finance meets at Kent Town Hall, second floor meeting room, at 7 p.m. In Cornwall at 7:30, the Board of Selectmen meet at Town Hall. The Park and Recreation Commission meets at Town Hall at 7:30. On Wednesday in Cornwall, 4:15, the Board of Education at the Cornwall Consolidated School Library, 6:30, the Writer's Workshop with Deb Devins at the Cornwall Library. Now, the Salisbury-Sharon Transfer Station Committee is meeting on Wednesday at 5:30 at Sharon Town Hall. The Sharon Fire Department Ambulance Squad and the Sharon Women's Club sponsoring a free workshop on adult, child, and infant CPR and AED on October the 16th from 6 until 9 p.m. at the Sharon Fire Department on West Main Street. To attend, you must be pre-registered, 860-364-0663. Kent Conservation Commission meets at Kent Town Hall at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. In Dover, New York, on Wednesday, the town board has a special meeting at Town Hall set for 6:15 p.m. The town of Salisbury has a special town meeting on Wednesday at Town Hall at 7:30 p.m. Coming up on Thursday, VFW 5444 has a cornhole tournament that runs at 5 p.m. All are welcome to attend. Chef Hank Frilotto on Thursday will be at the Berkshire South Community Center, Chrissy Road in Great Barrington, from 5 till 8 p.m. for a fun hands-on meal preparation and dinner consisting of a pasta dish, main course with side veggies, dessert, and a glass of wine. You can sign up at 413-528-2810. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro with the Department of Behavioral and Community Health sponsoring a public forum on Thursday from 5 till 7:30 to discuss the programs and services available for those who have mental health and or substance abuse issues, as well as allow residents to share feedback on what other resources are needed. The forum will be held at the Wasaic Firehouse, 23 Firehouse Road. It's free and open to the public. It begins with the Narcan training at 5 p.m., with each person trained receiving a free Narcan kit. The public forum discussion will begin at 5:30. On Thursday in Cornwall at 6 p.m., the Cornwall Conservation Commission meets at the Cornwall Library at 7, the Board of Finance at Town Hall. Brian Levy of the Dutchess County American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals will present a discussion on animal cruelty and the new Dutchess County Animal Abuse Registry and Canine Tethering Law. That comes up on Thursday, 6 until 7:30 p.m. It'll take place at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex at 28th Century Boulevard. Women's Support Services will hold their annual vigil against domestic violence on Thursday at 6 p.m. in Kent Town Hall. It's a chance to remember and honor victims of domestic violence. Singers from the Hotchkiss School a cappella group Calliope will sing. Speakers will include Monica Rodriguez and counselor from the Kent Center School. Women's Support Services volunteer Valley Lennis and Ryan Eckenheimer from Silver Lake and Sharon. An informal gathering will follow with food from J.P. Gifford's Cafe. In Amenia, the town board will hold a meeting on Thursday at the first floor room at 7 p.m. Meanwhile, town board meeting in Ankrum will happen on Thursday at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. The Millbrook Historical Society presents Millbrook Life and Pictures by John Kading. That'll be on Thursday at 7:30 at the Lyle Memorial Federated Church on Maple Avenue. North Canaan Recreation Commission meets on Thursday at 7 p.m. at North Canaan Town Hall. Film Columbia, Columbia County's premier annual cultural event, marking its 20th anniversary October 18th through the 27th, with a schedule of more than 60 preeminent films. Details for ticket sales and more information at filmcolumbia.org. Avroth of Southern Berkshire on Route 23 in Great Barrington presents another Nosh and Knowledge get-together featuring author Alice Hoffman discussing her latest novel, The World That We Knew. That'll be Friday, October 18th. The lecture will take place at 10:45 in the morning, followed by a question and answer session and a book signing. A buffet follows. You must reserve your space in advance. 413-442-4360, extension 10. Join cardiologist Dr. Soucier for lunch and learn discussion on women's cardiac health October 18th. That's Friday at noon. Noble Horizons welcomes Dr. Soucier from the Heart Center at Sharon Hospital. He received his medical degree from Kansas City University of Medicine and Biosciences and has been in practice for more than 35 years. Information at noblehorizons.org. On Friday in Cornwall at 1 o'clock, a walkathon at the corner of Cogswell and Cream Hill. At 4 o'clock, auditions for the Town Hall Players Variety Show. In Salisbury, artist sculptor Carl Salvador will have an exhibit and sale of his works, what he's calling Earthbound Buddha, which opens up on Friday at Noble Horizons Cobble Road. A reception is scheduled for that day from 5 until 7 p.m. The annual Haunting in the Hills taking place on Friday from 6:30 till 9. For those who dare to participate, you'll meet at Fountain State Park in Great Barrington. Dewey Hall in Sheffield presenting a swing dance featuring the Twang Busters on Friday the 18th. A dance lesson at 7:30 followed by the concert 1 hour later. Tickets and more information available at 413-229-2357. It's Bulk Trash Day on Saturday, October 19th, from 8 a.m. till 12 noon. The Village of Millerton and Town of Northeast residents can bring their unwanted soft waste items, as well as lawnmowers, junk appliances, and carpeting, to the town garage at the corner of Fish Street and South Center Street. No box trucks, no paint cans, propane tanks, or heavy construction debris. The Climate Smart Community Task Force meeting is happening on Saturday in Ancrum. That takes place at 10 a.m. In Kent, the First Congregational Church will hold its annual Harvest Fair and Fall on the 19th with crafts, a quilt show, flea market, and traditional turkey dinner. The quilt show will run from 10 to 3. The crafts will be on sale until 4. Flea market is new this year. The turkey dinner will be served from 4 to 8 p.m. with takeouts available, prepared by Chef Chris O'Meara. Tickets are $17 for ages 14 and older, $10 for children 6 through 13, and free for kids under 5. Kent Memorial Library hosting their civil dialogue, the first of two selectman candidates, October 19th at 1 p.m. at Town Hall. Democrat Gene Speck and Republican Edward Mattson will discuss their platforms and plans for Kent. The 2019 annual Chicken Cook-Off, hosted by Sunday in the Country Food Drive, will be held on Saturday from 2 to 4 at the American Legion Post in Millerton, New York. This year, it also includes ribs. It's at the Post, Route 44 in Millerton, New York. Housatonic Child Care Center holding a wine and beer tasting and silent auction in partnership with Salisbury Wines October 19th, 5 till 7 at the Grove. Tickets are available in advance and at the door. Also at Housatonic Child Care Center on Salmon Kill Road and Salisbury Wines on Main Street. More information at 860-435-9694. Sheffield Boy Scout Troop 28 serving up a roast beef dinner on Saturday, 5 till 7 at the American Legion Hall on Route 7. Great Barrington accepting bulky waste at the Recycling Center on Saturday the 19th. For residents only, no businesses will be accepted. The facility will be open from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. Aminia Fire Company sponsoring its monthly all-you-can-eat breakfast on Sunday, 7:30 to 11 at the Firehouse on Mechanic Street. $8 for adults, children, and seniors, $7. Sheffield Historical Society Fall Exhibit Sheffield's Freedom Fighters from Mumbai to the 54th Massachusetts Regiment, focusing on the emancipation of all enslaved Americans. The public can view the historical moments every Saturday and Sunday from 11 till 4 through October the 20th at the Old Stone Store located on Main Street in Sheffield. Open house coming up at the Cornwall Firehouse will take place on October 20th, noon till 4. The West Cornwall Firehouse allowing the public to view the recent renovations to the building. There will be equipment demonstrations and games for children. Congregational Church of Salisbury presenting a concert with organist Monica Chalice and recital October 20th at 3 p.m. It will be projected on a large screen in the front of the church so all can see. Admission is free and donations are encouraged to help fund future concerts. Three short documentary videos produced and directed by Sharon Center School students for the Civic Life Project, each film addressing an important issue right here in our community. It'll be held on Sunday, October 27th from 4 till 5 at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. The screening is free. Following each film, there'll be a conversation between the audience and the filmmakers. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down almost 30 points to 26,787.36 yesterday. NASDAQ will start off today at 8,048.65 and the S&P 500 starts off today at 2,966.15. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.